Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for your word and what it teaches us.
为你的话语和你所教导我们的感谢你。
Now, as we study today, would you help us to learn how you want us to live?
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你帮助我们明白你想让我们怎样的来生活。
Help us to learn what it means to have your mind.
帮助我们知道怎么样有耶稣基督的心思和意念。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
First of all, the homework for next week.
第一个呢，我们的家庭作业，我把幻灯片打开。
And this is slide 15. We are going to be looking at five books next Monday, but they are short.
下个星期呢，我们会看五本书，但这五本书呢都挺短的。Take a little while to load. Okay, just bear with me.
And so, as you read First and Second Thessalonians, if you will think about what they teach us about the second coming.
所以当你读帖撒罗尼迦前后书的时候，去思想说这些书信对基督的第二次再来有什么教导。
And then with Timothy and Titus, if you will look at what they teach us about a faithful Christian life.
Why don't have this? Okay. 就是
yeah, okay.
提摩太前后书跟提多书是告诉我们说一个信实的基督徒生活是怎么样的。
I think that's my fault. I think I changed it later.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Now, today we are looking at two of the prison epistles.
今天我们来看两本监狱书信。
Philippians is Paul's happiest letter.
这个腓立比书呢，是保罗最喜乐的一封书信。
Paul had started this church. We read about it back in Acts chapter 16.
我们在回到那个叫使徒行传第十六章，我们可以看到保罗是什么样的情况下开始这个教会的，建立这个教会的。
As Paul was teaching a lady by the name of Lydia, a merchant in the town, listened to them.
然后保罗在教导的时候呢，有一个女士，她的名字叫吕迪亚，然后神就开她的心。
And she is baptized, her family, and the planting of the church begins there.
他和他的一家都受了洗，然后那个教会就由他们的家庭开始了。
Paul and Silas are arrested.
之后呢，保罗跟希拉被抓。
When there is a conflict with one of the business owners.
然后就是因为当时呢，跟这个一个奴隶，一个拥有这个奴隶主的，他们中间有冲突。
That night, as they are praying and singing hymns in the prison, there's an earthquake and the doors are open to the prison.
然后在那天晚上，保罗跟希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神的时候呢，就有地震，然后那个监狱的门就被打开了。
The jailer becomes a believer.
这个禁足呢，就是这个看管监狱的人呢，他也信主了。
His house, his family are baptized.
然后他和全家都受洗了。
The next day, the city officials want to send them away.
第二天早晨呢，这个腓立比的这个官长就想把让就是打发那个保罗和希拉离开这个城市。
And in one of the rather humorous little scenes in Acts,
就有点像这种使徒行传里一个比较幽默的一个场景。
Paul says, "I'm a Roman citizen."
保罗就说我们是罗马人。
And it was illegal for them to beat us without trial.
就是在先把他们先打了都没有审判，就这样打了他们是不合法的。
They beat us publicly.
他们在众人面前打了我们。
And now they want us to leave secretly.
现在他们想私下撵我们出去。
They will have to come and escort us.
这是不行的，叫他们自己来领我们出去吧。
And the city officials are afraid.
然后这个官长就害怕了。
Because citizenship, Roman citizenship was very valuable.
在那个年代，那个罗马的公民权是非常有价值的。
Even some of the officials may not have had the level of citizenship that Paul had, but citizens had great rights.
在那个时代呢，那个公民权是有很大的权利。然后就像有些城市的官长，他们可能都没有保罗那样的公民权。
And so the city officials come and they apologize to Paul and Silas and then lead them out of the city.
然后呢，这个官长就过来向保罗和希拉道歉，就领他们出了城。
The reason I mention that is because citizenship is an important part of this letter.
因为我提到这个故事呢，是因为这个公民权是腓立比书的一个很重要的一个部分。
At least in America, we miss this because everyone is a citizen. Everyone who is a citizen, it's all equal.
因为在美国，我们可能不太能够了解这个概念，因为每个人都是公民，我们都是平等的。
But in the Roman Empire, there were certain privileges.
但是在罗马帝国呢，公民权是有一些是有特别的，就是有一些权益。
And the city at Philippi was one of those cities that was very honored.
然后在腓立比这个城呢，是一个很比较挺被别人尊重、挺尊荣的一个城市。
About 150 years, I guess, before Paul.
在保罗到那边大概150年之前。
The Roman Roman army had suffered a defeat by some Germanic tribes.
然后呢，就是罗马的这个军队呢，就是被这个应该是德国当时的那个部落所击败、所溃败，他们在那儿受阻。
And so consul of Rome decided it was because they did not have the army organized well.
然后呢，这个罗马的这个议会呢，他们觉得这个失败的原因，就是因为他们的军队就是组织的不是很好，就是军队的结构不是太好。
Up until that time, citizens would serve short terms in the army, and so they really weren't very well trained.
所以呢，在那个150年前，那个军队里边，那个就是罗马的公民，他们在军队里只待很短的一段时间，就待一段，所以对这个军队实际上是不好的。
And so he reorganized the army to make it more professional, and even poor people could join the army, and if they served a long period, they were promised a good retirement.
然后呢，所以他就重组了这个军队，就是说这些人呢可以就是在里边可以军队里服役的时间就更长，让他们像成为职业军人似的。那即使贫穷的人他也可以加入军队，他们就是应许说如果你在军队服役的时间很长之后，你退休之后会有很好的待遇。
And so it had built up a very good army.
所以这样呢，他就建造了一支非常好的强壮的军队。
But as the soldiers reach retirement age, the Roman government had a problem.
但是当这些士兵到了这个退役年纪的时候，这个罗马呢，政府就面临一个问题。
These soldiers were going to retire.
这个士兵要退役了，他们到了退役的年纪。
They were going to settle down in Rome.
他们就要说，就是准备在罗马定居。
And so you were going to have a bunch of retired soldiers living in Rome, grumbling when they weren't happy, and the emperor was afraid eventually they'll get together and start trouble.
然后呢，因为有一群这么多，如果有这么多退役的士兵住在罗马，他们又不高兴又抱怨，然后罗马的皇帝就很担心说，如果他们不高兴又抱怨，他们会不会最后结成一股势力，最后对罗马他们的统治对这个造成威胁呢？
All of these old men sitting in the cafes saying, if we had a different emperor, things would be better.
然后这些退役的老兵就在一起喝咖啡，就说，我们要是有个不同的皇帝，可能情况就会好一些。
So the emperor was very smart.
当然这皇帝也很聪明。
About 100 years before Paul.
然后在保罗到那个腓立比之前的100年之前。
He takes and he builds this city of Philippi.
他就建立了这个腓立比城。
A safe distance from Rome.
就是腓立比离罗马是一个很挺远的，就是一个比较安全的距离。
And he allows the soldiers to live there and their families.
然后他就允许这个退役的士兵跟他们的家庭都住在那个城，腓立比城。
They won't have to pay any taxes.
他们不需要交税。
And they'll have a lot of honor as citizens.
他们作为这个公民呢，是有很多这个得到很多尊重的，有很尊荣的。
So when Paul writes them, he knows about this, and so he says to them, "Here is how you are to live."
所以保罗知道他们的背景，所以当保罗给他们写信的时候，保罗说：“这是你们应该如何来生活。”
Chapter 2.
第二章，腓立比书第二章。
He says, "You are to live as citizens of heaven."
他说：“你们要像天上的公民那样来生活。”
Yes, you are citizens down here.
是的，你们是这个地上的公民，居民。
But more importantly, you are a citizen of heaven.
但是更重要的是，你们是天上的居民，天上的公民。
And that is how you must live. You represent your heavenly Father.
所以那就是你们要应该怎么样生活，你们代表了你们的天父。
In chapter 2, verse 15, he says, "You will shine like lights in the world."
所以第二章十五节就说，你们好像明光照耀，显在这世代中。
In chapter 3, verse 20, he says, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we're waiting for our Savior to come."
他说，我们却是天上的国民，等候救主。
So that's the background of the letter.
所以这个就是腓立比书的这个背景。
It is a joyful, joyful letter.
这是一封充满喜乐的书信。
If you remember when I read to you the beginning of Galatians,
你们记得我当时读这个加拉太书的开场白的时候。
Paul says, "I'm an apostle, not from men, but through Jesus and God the Father."
保罗说，在加拉太书，保罗说，我是使徒，不是由于人，也不是借的人，乃是借着耶稣基督和叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul says, "You listen to me."
保罗就说，你们听我的，听我说。
And then he tells them, "I'm astonished that you are leaving the gospel to go to something else."
他说，我真是稀奇，你们这么快就离开耶稣基督，去从别的福音。
Now compare that to the beginning of Philippians.
你把加拉太书的开场白跟那个腓立比书的开场白对比一下。
Verse 3, "I thank my God in every remembrance of you."
保罗说，我每次想念你们的时候就感谢我的神。
In every prayer for you, I pray with joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the beginning until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
This church has sent finance to help support Paul, and he thanks them for that.
所以这个教会呢，就是在经济上来支持保罗，他们就是支持保罗的事工，所以保罗为此感谢。
They have encouraged him in trouble.
当保罗在患难中的时候，他们鼓励保罗。
He loves this church.
他很爱这个教会。
There are only two problems that he deals with.
在这个教会里，他只是讲到了两个问题。
This is not like Corinth, where the whole letter is a list of problems.
这个不像哥林多的教会，整封书信都是在谈论他们的问题。
If you are a new pastor, you want your church to be like Philippi, not like Corinth.
如果你是一个刚刚牧会的新的牧师的话，那你希望你的教会是像腓立比，而不是像哥林多。
I'm sure Pastor Zhao is hoping that Palm Beach is more like Philippi than like Corinth.
我相信这个周牧师肯定是希望我们教会是像腓立比，而不是像哥林多。
The two problems that Paul sees at Philippi, one is what we call the Judaizers.
然后呢，保罗在腓立比这个教会看到了两个问题，其中一个就是这个犹太派信徒。
The Judaizers are those who said, yes, the Christian faith is true.
犹太派信徒他们就说对的，这个基督信仰是真的。
But you must continue to practice the Jewish law.
但是你还要继续的遵守犹太人的律法，遵行实践。
Particularly, they were concerned about circumcision.
他们尤其在意的是这个割礼。
And Paul has no patience for them.
保罗对这个是完全没有耐心，不容忍他们。
Chapter 3, he calls them dogs.
在那个第三章，保罗称他们是犬类，就是狗。
Now the reason he calls them dogs.
他之所以叫他们是狗的话，称他们为犬类。
These Jews considered a dog to be an unclean animal.
因为呢，犹太人认为狗是不洁净的动物。
And so they would call Gentiles or Samaritans dogs.
所以他们就把这个外邦人跟撒玛利亚人都称为狗。
The word that is there, it's not a cute little puppy. It's a wild dog.
他这个里边说这个狗，这个犬类不是那种很可爱的那个摇着尾巴的小狗，是那个很凶的那个大狗。
And Paul writes to the Philippians, you watch out for those dogs.
所以保罗就说你们要防备犬类。
They want to mutilate the flesh.
他们想要就是在肉体上来受割礼，就是在肉体上来就是残害自己。
And then he says, our faith is not in those rituals.
我们的信心不在于这些仪式，这些礼仪。
He says, let me tell you.
他说让我告诉你们。
If there was any confidence in what we can do in these rituals, I, as Paul, have all the confidence.
他说如果说靠着做这些仪式，这些遵行这些律法可以有任何的这种确定的话，那我比众人都更有确信。
I was circumcised.
他说我第八天受割礼。
I'm from the tribe of Benjamin, one of the honored tribes.
我是从便雅悯支派来的，便雅悯是在那个以色列中挺受尊重的一个支派。
I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I was at the top.
我是希伯来所生的希伯来人，我是在顶层的。
I kept the law carefully, like a Pharisee.
我是非常认真的遵守律法，就是法利赛人。
Everything that could be done by the law, I did.
每件可以被律法所要求的每件事情，我都去做了。
But none of that counts for anything.
但是所有的一切都不算数。
What matters is the righteousness that comes from Christ.
所在意的 所有就是真正 有效的就是伴随 相信耶稣基督而来的义。
And so the first problem that Paul addresses is when we try to add new requirements to what Christ requires.
然后第一个保罗让他们要小心的就是在除了主耶稣基督所要求的之外，他们又加上新的条律规则。
The second problem he deals with, we just get a little hint of it.
第二个他所讲到的问题，我们只看到一点点他所暗示的。
In chapter 4, verse 2,
在第四章第二节。
I entreat Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
他说我劝有阿蝶和寻都基要在主里同心。
That's it.
就那一句话。
Two ladies in the church who were not getting along.
就是 大概就是两位女士在教会里，两位女士俩人关系不和。
But you understand how this happens.
你知道这个是怎么开始的？
They disagree.
首先他们两个人呢有意见不同。
They talk to their husbands.
他们就告诉自己的先生他们的想法。
Their husbands talk to other people in the church.
然后他们的先生又告诉教会别的人。
And soon the whole church is divided into two factions.
然后呢，很快呢，教会就分成两拨人，两帮人。
Paul says, "We are one body."
保罗说，我们是一个身体。
We cannot do this.
我们不能这样做。
And so he says, "You all get along."
然后保罗说，你们要同心，要和睦相处。
Now, isn't that easy?
那样是不是很容易啊？
If I opened up the chat, you all, if you were honest, would say, no, that's not very easy at all.
如果我看你们微信，你们就会很，如果你们是诚实的，你们就会说那个一点都不容易。
I have already seen some Christians who will hardly speak to each other because of the election we just had.
因为这个过去这个选举，我已经看到基督徒简直都彼此不能说话。
It's easy to disagree, but it's not easy to disagree in the right way.
就说很容易，我们就是意见不同，但是呢，能够意见不合，有一种正确的方式来意见不合是很难的。
So to help them to understand about how they are to get along.
所以要帮助他们了解如何就是彼此相处。
Paul gives teaching that is very important and practical for us.
所以保罗给了他们一个对我们来讲很实际的这样的一些教导。
In chapter 2.
在第二章。
He says, do nothing out of selfish ambition, verse 3.
保罗说凡事不可结党。
But instead,count others more important than yourself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Don't look out for your own interest, but look out for the interest of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Now, if I were to ask you, can you do that?
如果我问你，你可以做到这些吗？你怎么说？
Can you consistently put others ahead of yourself?
你可不可以持续不断地把别人放在你前面？
You might think, yes, I think I can do that.
你也许会说，哦，我想我可以做到这些。
But the truth is that we quickly turn back to focusing on ourselves.
但是这个真相就是我们很快的就会只是关注自己的事情。
And so Paul says, here is the only way to do it.
所以保罗说，这就是唯一的做到这个的方式。
You have in you the mind that is Christ Jesus.
你要在你以耶稣基督的心为心。
And then he gives this example and teaching.
然后他就给了这样的一个例子和这样的教导。
And it's one of the great theological statements in the New Testament.
这是在新约里边最伟大的一个就是一个神学上的一个陈述，一个声明。
Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not hold on to that.
耶稣本有神的形象，但是不把这件事当成一样非强抓不放的事。
Instead, he emptied himself and he took on himself the form of a slave.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He was born as one of us.
他就是成为像我们这样成为人的样式。
And he humbled himself to the point of death.
他既有人，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
The death of a cross.
却死在十字架上。
Now,
Paul wants them to understand the only way they can live the way they're supposed to is by having that mind
for themselves. And
the only way that happens is when his spirit is working in us and filling us.
那唯一的办法就是耶稣基督的灵在我们的心里来生活，来工作。
Understand how dramatic this passage is.
你要能了解说这个经文有多么的不同寻常。
When he says that Christ went from being God.
然后当他说耶稣基督本来是神。
To the death of a cross.
但是却死在十字架上。
Now, because we wear crosses on necklaces and tie pins and decoration, we lose how horrible the cross was.
因为我们把这个十字架呢当成项链呐、啊，或者当成这个首饰来做，所以我们就不太能清楚忽略了这个十字架的这种刑罚是多么的可怕的。
And when we think about the cross, even if we realize how terrible it is, we think about it as the terrible pain.
当我们想到十字架的时候，即使我们知道它是非常的痛苦糟糕，我们只是想到它这个肉体上的这个很大的痛苦。
But for the Romans and the Jews, worse than the pain was the shame of dying on a cross.
对罗马人跟犹太人来讲，比这个肉体上的痛苦更糟糕的更可怕的就是这种伴随而来的这种耻辱这种羞耻。
In fact, the first time a cross ever appears in any art that we have found.
所以呢在任何的艺术作品中第一次出现十字架的这种时间是。
It is a painting to mock Christians.
那个画呢那个艺术作品呢是为了嘲笑基督徒的。
It shows, it has the name of a person and it says, Axomenos worships his God.
然后呢他有这个人的名字就说这个人呢 Axomenos, 他去敬拜他的神吧。
And it shows him bowing in front of a cross.
然后呢就显示说这个人呢在一个十字架跟前呢鞠躬。
And hanging on the cross is a man's body with a donkey's head.
Donkey's head, okay. 他说在那个十字架上呢，上面挂的是一个人，是一个人的身体，但是却有一个驴的头。
The artist is saying to worship someone who died on a cross is like worshiping a donkey.
所以呢这个画这个作品画这个画的那个画家他的意思就是说你去敬拜一个死在十字架上的人就好像你在敬拜一头驴似的。
Who could be so foolish?
谁能这么愚笨呢
?Paul says to the Philippians,
保罗对腓立比人说
You must allow Jesus Christ to fill you with the same spirit of humility that brought him to the level that he was willing to die a shameful death.
就是保罗说你必须得有像让耶稣基督那样子的谦卑来充满你。那种谦卑是什么呢就是这种谦卑让耶稣可以从高高在上的神降下来这样死在十字架上这种谦卑。
Then he says,
然后他接着说
Verse 9,
第九节
therefore, and I've told you before in Paul, therefore always points back to what happened before.
保罗在第九节说所以我几天讲过当保罗提到所以的时候这是个转折他总是指到前边的一个东西。
Therefore God has exalted him and given him the name above every name.
所以呢神就是给他所以呢神将他升为至高又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
叫一切在天上地上和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
In the case of Jesus, he says he goes from, he is God he humbles himself to the death of the cross.
他说在耶稣他本来是神，但是他却就是降卑自己，让自己不仅降卑自己，而且是死在十字架上。
Because of that, God will raise him to where every person, every tongue will recognize him.
所以呢，因为如此呢，所以神就会把他升为至高，让每一个这个就是天所有的有口的都要屈膝称耶稣为主。
Now, here is what that means for us.
所以这对我们的意义就是
that pattern of humbling leading to being exalted is the pattern for us.
所以呢，就是这个模式呢，就是说从先是降卑，然后被升为至高，这个也是我们应该跟随的模式。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于
we don't like the first part of the pattern.
我们并不喜欢这个模式的第一部分。
The humbling hurts.
因为降卑的过程是挺难，挺痛苦，会难过，会受伤害。
We want to jump to the exaltation.
我们只想跳入那个第二个升高的过程。
But the pattern all through the New Testament is a seed must fall into the ground and die, and then it brings forth fruit.
然后但是在新约里边所有的这个模式都是一个种子必须先落在地里死了，然后才会结出许多的籽粒来。
The humbling must always come first.
这个降卑的过程必须是第一位的，必须是首先发生的。
Jesus showed this in his life.
主耶稣在他的生命中也展现了这个，在他的整个一生中。
Satan came to him in the temptation and said, Bow to me and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world.
撒旦就是来试探他说你向我下跪，我就把整个世界的荣华都给你。
You don't have to go through the cross. You don't have to go through the shame, the coming down.
你不需要去经历这个十字架的这个痛苦，不需要经历这种伴随而来的这种耻辱。
You can skip the shame and go straight to the exaltation.
你可以跳过这个耻辱的部分，直接进到升高的部分。
And it seems to me that very often Satan gives us the same temptation.
然后我觉得撒旦也经常用同样的方式来，就是来试探我们。
But the pattern for the Christian is the pattern that Jesus gives us of humbling. And then exaltation.
但是基督徒的方式就是我们所要遵循的这个道路就是主耶稣所显示的，首先是降卑，然后是升高。
The other thing that is important in this pattern.
另外在这个模式中，这种道路中很重要，对我们很重要的一点就是
It is God who exalted the Son.
是父神来升高了而圣子。
Again, this is the pattern for us.
这个也是我们所同样要遵循的模式。
We want to be in charge of this process.
我们其实是想掌管这个整个过程。
Maybe we have experienced the humbling.
或者我们就有了一个被降卑的这样一个经历。
And then we say, okay, now it's time for me to be exalted and show I was right.
然后你就说，哦，现在就是应该是我升高的过程，要显示我是对的。
But the pattern that Jesus gives.
但是主耶稣所向我们展示的这种模式，这种方式就是。
The seed falls into the ground.
就是这个种子落在地里边。
And it is God's timing.When it grows.
所以呢，是神到了神的时间，神让它生长。
Jesus humbles himself to the death of a cross.
主耶稣降卑他自己到死在十字架上。
And it is the Father's timing when he is exalted.
所以是父神的这个时间让圣子让耶稣基督被高升。
And in our lives.
在我们的生命中。
hurt and pain and misunderstanding brings us to that low point.
所以呢，这个伤害还有这个误解，会把我们带到一个很低的这样子，这样的一个谦卑，这样的很低的一个一点上。
And everything in us.
所以在我们里边的每一样都喊
ourselves.
都想要自己把这个问题给解决好。
Everything in us wants to push ourselves back up and say, "Look, I'm right."
然后在我们里边的这个所有的一切，就想把我们自己给举起来，说你看我是对的。
But the pattern that Paul gives is,
但是保罗
we leave this to the Father.
但是保罗所给我们的这个模式就是我们把这一切放在父神的手里。
In Philippians, he is saying, here is how we are to live. This is the mind of Christ in us.
所以保罗在腓立比书就告诉我们，我们应该这样的生活，是让耶稣基督的心在我们里边。
Not to demand our rights.
不是去要求我们的权利。
But in humility and surrender to let God be in charge.
而是在这个谦卑和这个顺服中间，降服中，让神来掌管这一切。
Now put yourself in the church in Philippi when this letter is read.
所以想象你自己一下，你是在当这封书信被诵读的时候，你在腓立比的教会。
On one side of the church is Euodia.
在教会的一边呢是这个有阿蝶的人，就是支持有阿蝶的那一派。
And around her are some of her friends and supporters who have taken her side.
然后在她周围呢，就是她的朋友和她的支持者，就是他们，就是说是在她那一边的。
Over on the other side is Syntyche and some of her friends and supporters.
然后在另外一边就是寻都基，在她周围是她的朋友和支持她的人。
Tychicus brings the letter from Paul.
然后就是那个 Tychicus 推牙，就是有人把这个信给带来。
He stands in front and begins to read the letter.
他就站在这个会当中开始读这封信。
And it all sounds very beautiful. Yes, let's be like Jesus.
都听起来非常的美好，说对，让我们像耶稣基督。
But I have imagined doing this.On a Sunday morning when there is conflict between members.
但是我想象一下，在星期天主日的早晨，在这个会员中间有冲突的时候，你这样来做。
Reading Philippians, and everyone says, "Oh, isn't that beautiful? Oh, that's so nice that Jesus did that."
然后你就开始诵读这个腓立比书，然后大家说真好啊，他耶稣，你看主耶稣基督为我们做了这个，是不是非常的棒？
And Paul says, and you are to be like Jesus. You're to have the same mind. And everyone says, oh, that's so pretty. And they cry. And oh, this is so nice.
然后保罗说你们要以基督的心为心。然后每个人说真的是很好。他们都开始，就有人开始流眼泪。然后大家都很激动。
And then I've imagined to stand there. Don't worry, I'm not going to put anyone's name in that you know.
然后呢，别担心，我不会把你们的名字放在这儿。你站在那儿，突然之间。
Maybe people will start clicking, leave the meeting before I read the names.
当我读这个名字的时候，大家大概就开始要准备离开下课了，离开这个课堂了。
Tychicus reads.
然后这个
After all of this beautiful talk about having the humility of Christ.
在保罗讲完这个非常好美妙的篇章，讲到说以基督耶稣的心为心以后。
I am begging Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
他说我真的是劝，就是我恳求有阿蝶和寻都基在主里同心。
Paul doesn't say who was right and who was wrong.
保罗没说谁对谁错。
He could have said, now let me tell you, Euodia, you were right about this. Syntyche, you were right about this.
他可以这样说，就是有阿蝶，你这方面做的对；寻都基，你那方面做的对。
But he doesn't do that.
但是他没有这样做。
He says, "Have the mind of Christ."
他说你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
And when you have the mind of Christ,
当你有耶稣基督的心思意念的时候,
all of the things that have divided us,
所有这一切就是引起我们纷争的事情,
will become secondary,
就成为次要的第二位的了。
All of the things that we divide over.
所有的这一切让我们就是开始有这种纷争不同意见的。
Do not matter compared to the humbling of Jesus.
都跟耶稣基督的这个他的降卑都没法相比。
Now let me give you one more example of this.
让我再给大家一个例子。
This is my favorite letter of Paul.
这是我最喜欢的保罗的书信之一，就是
保罗书信
里面我最喜欢的一封。
It is the shortest letter.
这也是一封最短的，保罗书信中最短的一封。
I'm only going to do a few minutes today.
我就今天讲很快的讲几分钟。
And the reason is someday when I have only 1 or 2 weeks of a Sunday school period in a short time, I'm going to just spend a whole lesson or 2 lessons on Philemon.
所以呢，我的计划就是如果我有一个大概有一两个星期的中间没有一个空隙的话，我就专门来讲腓利门书，讲一次或讲两次腓利门书。
So today is just an introduction.
所以今天就像一个开场白似的。
Remember what I just said about Philippians.
记得我刚才刚刚在腓立比书里面所讲的。
And remember what Elder Pong preached a week ago about koinonia.
记得庞长老在两个星期以前，一个多星期以前讲过的这个在爱里的这个联谊。
Because the word koinonia appears in this letter.More than once.
因为他有所讲这个希腊在爱里的这个联谊的这个词，在这封书信出现了不止一次。
You see, it's easy to talk about loving one another.
就是谈到说彼此相爱是很容易的。
It's easy to talk about humility and the mind of Christ and forgiveness.
很就是讲一讲说饶恕以基督耶稣的心为心，这样讲讲是很容易的。
We are very good at talking about it.
我们讲就是空谈是很非常擅长的。
We sing songs, we have seminars, we hold hands.
我们唱诗歌，我们有这种讲专题，然后我们也彼此握着手一起。
And it makes us feel very good.
也让我们感觉很好。
But Paul wants to know, will this work in real life?
但是保罗想让我们知道说这个在真正的生活中会不会实现，会不会在
Paul doesn't care very much about theory as much as he does, do you practice it?
保罗对并不是很在意这个理论，他真正在意的是你有没有把这个行出来。
So Paul is inUnder house arrest in Rome.
所以保罗现在呢是在罗马被软禁。
And a man comes to him by the name of Onesimus.
有一个人叫阿尼西姆就进到保罗的生活中。
Paul knows Onesimus because Onesimus is a slave of a man by the name of Philemon that Paul led to Jesus.
然后保罗知道阿尼西姆呢是从他的主人腓利门那儿逃跑的一个奴隶，然后保罗带领他信主了。
He has run away.
他从主人那儿逃跑了。
And he has come to Rome because that's the big city where a runaway slave can kind of disappear in the crowd.
他之所以跑到罗马，因为罗马是个大城市，所以逃跑的奴隶可以在那里藏身。
If you...Want to hide in America, you don't move to Hope Sound, you move to New York City.
如果你跑到美国，你想就是去隐匿的话，想躲匿的话，那你肯定不会来我们这个地方，你要跑到纽约这个大城。
If you want to hide in China, you don't move to a little village, you move to Beijing.
如果你想要在中国就是不让你你藏身的话，你不会说去找一个小小村庄，你会就是搬到北京去。
And if you want to hide in the Roman Empire, you go to Rome.
所以在罗你想在罗马帝国，你想要逃跑的话，藏身的话，你就到罗马去。
Paul shares the gospel with Onesimus.
所以保罗就跟阿尼西姆分享福音。
And he is converted.
然后阿尼西姆就信主了。
And now there's the problem.
但是现在有问题了。
Onesimus must go back to Philemon.
就是阿尼西姆必须要回到他的主人腓利门那儿去。
And now we're going to find out, does all this reconciliation mind of Christ stuff actually work?
所以现在我们就能知道说这个和好跟有这个基督耶稣的心为心在实际的生活中是不是行得通
Because you see, a slave was worth as much as $150,000 in modern money.
$1,500, right?
$150,000.
Okay. $150,000. Okay. 在现在呢当时的一个。一个奴隶的价值大概是150,000一个奴隶
Very valuable
是这个奴隶的价值是很有价值的这个钱挺多的
And the law says that Onesimus can be killed for running away
所以这个法律规定就是这个阿尼西姆因为他逃跑了可以杀死他
And Philemon needs to kill him.
然后腓利门其实需要去就是杀了他。
Because Philemon has other slaves.
因为腓利门他有别的奴隶。
And if Onesimus gets by with this, the other slaves will try it.
如果腓利那个阿尼西姆就是逃跑都没事那别的奴隶可能也要逃跑。
So it could bankrupt Philemon.To forgive Onesimus.
所以呢，腓利门他去饶恕阿尼西姆，可能会让这个腓利门破产。
This is not saying, "Oh, you stole a candy bar. It's okay. I'll pay for it."
所以这个不是说你偷了一个糖果，没关系，我自己我就付这个钱吧。
This is difficult.
这个是挺困难的。
And so Paul writes a letter.
所以保罗就写了一封书信。
And let me just quickly go through the letter with you.
让我很快的把这本书信给你过一遍。
Because it is a great letter.
因为这是一封很棒的书信，很伟大的书信。
I used to tell my students in the Bible college, if you ever have to write someone asking them for something, before you write your letter, read Philemon.
所以我对我圣经学院的学生经常说如果你要是去写一封书信向人家请求什么事情之前你先把腓利门书好好读一遍
Because look at what Paul does
你看保罗是怎么做的
Paul a prisoner for Christ Jesus
为耶稣基督耶稣被囚的保罗
He could have said Paul an apostle
他可以说保罗使徒保罗
And I'm going to tell you what to do.
我告诉你该怎么做啊。
And you better do it because I'm an apostle.
你最好听从因为我是使徒。
But he doesn't do that.
但是他不是这样做的。
Because he believes that the gospel brings reconciliation.
因为他相信福音带来了和好。
And for Philemon to obey just because Paul says you have to do this will not reconcile.
所以对为了让就是说腓利门就是说因为你必须要服从因为我是使徒这样并不能带来和好。
It might save Onesimus but it won't bring reconciliation.
他可能会救这个阿尼西姆的命但是呢并不能带来和好。
So he says, I'm a prisoner.
然后保罗说我是被囚的我是囚犯。
He says, I'm writing to Philemon, someone who is my fellow worker.
他写信给我所亲爱的同工 Philemon
And he reminds, he says, I thank God for you every time I pray for you.
他说每次我为你祷告的时候我都感谢神。
A man of love, a man of faith.
我听说你的爱心跟你像众圣徒的信心。
And in verse 6, he uses the word that Pastor or Elder Pong told us about 2 weeks ago. I pray that the koinonia of your faith, the sharing of your faith, will be effective.
他就是在这个第六节，他就用了庞长老两星期前所讲的那个词，叫做说那个 koinonia, 就是那个爱的联谊这个词。
I've received much joy from you.
他说我从你，我因你的爱心大有快乐。
The hearts of the saints have been refreshed.
因众圣徒的心也从你得了畅快。
Now, verse 8.
第八节。
This letter is 25 verses long.
这封信只有25句话。
We are a third of the way through the letter, and Paul hasn't asked for anything or said why I'm writing.
然后呢，已经写了三分之一了，保罗还没有说我为什么要写这封书信。
Verse 8.
现在第八节到了。
I could command you to do what is right.
我虽然可以吩咐你行合意的事。
But instead, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to appeal.
但是现在呢，我却是要求你。
And then Paul is a genius when he writes this letter.
保罗写这封信真是，保罗真是个天才，当他写这封信。
I laugh every time I read this because he puts a little parenthesis.
因为他在这个中间，他写这封信的时候，他放了一个小括号。
I'm going to ask you to do something.
他说我要求你，请你做一件事。
Parenthesis.
然后那个括号。
Remember, it's me, Paul.
他说你要记得是我，保罗。
I'm old.
我年纪年老了。
I'm in prison.
然后我也是被囚的，在监狱里。
Now, people, just think about this.
你就想一想吧，大家。
If you were to get a letter this week.
如果你这个星期收到一封信。
From Pastor Xi or Reverend Swartz.
或者你是从许牧师或者从妈咪收到一封信。
I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
我想你为我做件事情。
I could command it.
我可以吩咐你。
But I'm just going to ask.
但是我就是要请求你。
Now remember who I am.
请你记得我是谁。
I am mommy.
我是妈咪。
And I'm old.
我年迈了。
And I'm sick.
然后我也在生病。
Would you feel like you had to say yes?
你是不是觉得收到这封信你一定得说是呢？
Paul is a genius.
所以保罗真是个天才。
We are at verse 10. We are almost halfway through the letter when he uses Onesimus' name the first time.
我们基本上快到一半了，然后保罗这时候第一次才提到这个阿尼西姆的名字。
I'm writing to ask you to do something.
他说我给你写信是请求你一件事。
Me, Paul.
他说我保罗。
An old man.
是年迈的，上了年。
A man in prison.
然后是这个为了耶稣基督被囚的。
But good news, I've had a child.
但是好消息是我现在有了儿子，有了孩子。
Huh?While I'm in prison, I've had a child.
当我在这个监狱里的时候，我竟然有了儿子。
His name is Onesimus.
他的名字就是阿尼西姆。
A spiritual child.
是我在属灵里所生的儿子。
He says, "Oh yes, you know him."
然后对啊，那个你认识他。
And then he tells a little joke.
然后他在这里就讲了一个小笑话。
Because Onesimus was a name that people gave to their slaves.
因为阿尼西姆是那时候的主人给奴隶的名字。
It means useful.
那个意思就是有益处的。
You say, hey, useful, go get my lunch.
他说就有用的，就是说哦，有用的，你去把我的，去取我的午餐。
Oh, useful, go do my laundry.
然后哦，有用的，去洗我的衣服。
And so Paul makes a little joke about the name.
所以保罗就用他的名字开了一个小小的玩笑。
verse 11, before he was useless to you.
他从前对你是没用的。
But now he really is useful. He really is Onesimus.
但是现在他真的是有益处、有用的。
And he says, I have to send him back.
但是我现在必须要把他送回去。
Sometime we'll talk about why he has to send him back.
以后我们有时间讲为什么保罗要当他一定要回去。
But he says, I'm sending him back. I would like to keep him.
所以保罗说我本来是想把他留下 我想要留下但是我现在要把他送回去。
He could help me.
因为他可以帮助我。
But I'm sending him back and here's why.
我送他回去的原因是。
So that.He will be not your slave, but your brother in the Lord.
他就送他回去，让他不再是奴隶，而是高过奴隶，是你在主里亲爱的弟兄。
That's what all these letters have been talking about.
这个就是这封书信里所谈的。
The unity of the church in Ephesians.
在教会里，以弗所里边所谈的这个合一。
The mind of Christ in Philippians.
是在腓立比书里边所谈到的这个耶稣基督的心。
It makes us one body.
让我们成为一个身体。
And so he says in verse 17, if you consider me your partner.
所以他说保罗在十七节说你若以我为同伴。
And there is the same root of koinonia again.
这个又是这个爱的联谊里边的这个一个词，这个起源于那个。
Receive him as you would receive me.
收纳他如同收纳我一样。
If he owes you anything, put it on my bill.
他若亏负你或欠你什么，就归在我的账上。
And here is another parenthesis that I love.
然后他又放了另外一个括号，是我喜欢的。
Paul says, I'll pay whatever he owes.
我会偿还他所欠的。
I'm writing it. I'm signing it in my own hand. I'll pay it.
我必偿还，这是我保罗亲笔写的。
And Philemon, I won't even mention that you owe me everything.
但是腓立门我就不提了，你所有的一切你都是亏欠于我。
The reason you're a Christian is I preach the gospel to you.
你之所以是基督徒，是因为我向你传讲福音。
But I'm not going to mention it.
但是我不会提这个件事。
You go ahead and send me a bill.
你就跟我把你的账单送过来吧。
Isn't this a great letter?
这是不是一个很棒的书信？
And then he says.
然后他就说。
Yes, I am asking you for something.
是的，亲爱的弟兄，我在求你一些事。
Refresh my heart in Christ.
求你在主耶稣基督里让我的心里得畅快。
And then he does one more thing that is genius.
然后他又做了一件非常，这是只有天才才会做的事。
He says, I want you to pray that I'll be released from prison.
我想为你为我祷告，让我可以从监牢里出来。
And when I'm released, I'll come visit you.
当我这个从被放出来的时候，我会去看你。
And he doesn't need to put it in here because Philemon can say, "Wait a minute! When he comes to look visit me, he's going to look for Onesimus."
那就是说，腓立门会说，哎，等一下，他来看我的时候，他肯定也会去找阿尼西姆。
I can't say, "Oh, I had him killed."
我不能给他说，哦，阿尼西姆被已经被处死刑了。
It's a great letter.
这是一个很棒的书信。
Because it shows what the gospel does.
因为它向我们展示了这个福音所做的。
Now you may wonder what happened at the end of this letter.
然后你可能会想说后来之后发生了什么事情。
I imagine Onesimus brought the letter.To Philemon.
我就想象阿尼西姆把这封信带回到腓立门手里。
And when he walks up to the house, he says, "Wait, wait, wait, read this first."
然后他到进屋说，请你先读这封信，等一下。
Don't do anything till you read this.
你先读了这封信再行动。
But let me tell you this real quick.
让我很快的告诉你。
Late in the first century, there was a bishop.In the church,
第一世纪的末期有一位主教。
by the name of Onesimus.
他的名字就是阿尼西姆。
He was a former slave.
他是以前是奴隶。
And most Bible scholars believe.
很多的圣经学者都相信。
That Philemon read the letter.
就是腓利门读了这封信。
He sent Onesimus back to Paul.
他又把阿尼西姆送回到保罗那里。
Saying he's not my slave, he is my brother.
他不再是我的奴隶，他是我的弟兄。
And Paul trained him to become a pastor.
保罗就训练他成为牧师。
And Onesimus became a leader in the church.
阿尼西姆就成了教会的领袖。
What Paul teaches in Philippians is not empty theory.
所以保罗在腓利比书里所教导的不是一个空洞的理论。
It will work.
会在生活中是行得通的。
And so this morning I want to ask you to do this.
所以今天早晨我想请大家做的是。
Maybe there's another Christian.
也许那里。
Who is your Syntyche.
有另外一个基督徒可能是你的有都基。
You have divided.
寻都基你们两个人不合。
Maybe there's even another Christian who is your Onesimus. They have wronged you and cost you money and hurt you.
或者另外一个基督徒就是你的阿尼西姆，他们亏负了你，然后也伤害了你。
Would you read Philippians this week?
你能不能这个星期读腓利比书？
Would you read Philemon this week?
今天这个星期也读腓利门书。
And say, God?
就说神呐。
In myself, I cannot reconcile.
在我靠我自己，我没有办法去和好。
But will you give me the mind of Christ?
好，请你给我这个基督耶稣的心思意念。
To humble myself.
就是来谦卑我自己。
And to trust you.
去信靠你。
And if every one of us will do that, God uses that to bring unity to us as a church and as Christians.
如果我们每个人都会这样做，神就会用这个来带来，作为教会带来这个合一。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, Satan works very hard to bring division to us.
神啊，真的是撒旦是非常努力的想要在教会里带来纷争不和。
To bring conflict.
带来冲突。
Would you teach us from Philippians and Philemon how to be one church?
求你真的是从腓利门跟腓利比跟腓利门书来教导我们如何成为一个教会。
To have your humility.
有你那样的谦卑。
Your spirit.
有你的灵。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen. Can I ask a very short question?
Yes.
周牧师 ，Yeah, you ask Paul is you know the parenthesis you mentioned too. For me, I know Paul is godly, so whatever he did, he is not like a manipulation. Because on the woman's Bible study, we are talking about God make us manage, but.Because our twist, we make this manipulation. You know, for me, when you talk like I'm old, it's kind of, I'm sure Paul is not manipulating anyone because, you know, so how...
Yeah, okay.
我就, can I, 给我 5 minutes. 我就是说 保罗因为他写的信他就说我是年迈的我是被囚的我说因为我们正在学习在这个另外一个查经学管理和操纵的不同那我说怎么知道这个不是操纵呢因为
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question. I would say this.
我会这样讲。
If Paul had written the very same thing.
如果保罗写这个同样的事情。
In order to manipulate benefit to himself,
如果他写这个事情是为了让他自己得益处的话
it would be wrong, it would be sinful.
那就会是错的，就是有罪的。
If he had written and he had said, I'm old and I'm in prison and I hope you will send me some money.
如果他说我在监狱里我也年迈了，我希望你给我送些钱
That would be self-centered.
那就是自我中心。
But what Paul does, and he does this more than just here, is I don't think the word is manipulates, but he shows you owe something, and I want you to pay what you owe by serving someone else.
就是说保罗是向他表示说其实菲利民是欠保罗的，但是呢保罗是让他不是说还保罗，而是把这个东西去服侍别人，用他欠的去服侍别人。
He does the same thing in 2 Corinthians.
他在哥林多后书也是这样子。
He says, I sacrifice to bring the gospel to you.
他说我牺牲自己是把福音带到你们中间。
And now I am asking you to take an offering and send it to help the suffering Christians in Jerusalem.
但是我现在希望你们能够就是收集这个奉献呢，送到这个在受苦的在这个耶路撒冷的教会。
But he never says,
但是从来没有说过。
I'm in prison, I suffered for you, I gave you the gospel, so here.
所以他从来不会说，因为我为你们受苦，我年纪年迈，然后又在监狱里，所以现在呢，你该还给我。
I think that's the difference.
我觉得那个就是不同。So you mean manipulation is for his own benefit, but this one is for others' benefit, for the whole church, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right. He is not afraid to say, this is why you should do something.
然后呢，我刚才let me finish this, 就是说他说的这个是他的保罗说你欠我什么，但是他所说出来这一切呢，不是说为了自己的益处，而是为了别人，为了这个整个教会的益处。然后保罗也不辞，就是也很勇敢的说你们是欠我的。So it's not wrong for Paul to say you owe me something, like you owe me the debt of, you know, like the gospel. So that's not wrong. Yeah.
Right.
就是保罗就是很明白的说出来，你们是欠我这个，因为我是把福音给你们，所以你也亏欠于我。OK.
He is saying, you repay me by serving someone else.
保罗说的是，你偿还我，你是靠着去服务去就是去服侍别人来偿还你欠我的债。
To me, that's the difference.
Okay, thank you. So, Paul is not wrong for Paul to tell them, you owe me something, you owe me the debt of gospel, because sometimes we feel like we can never tell other people they owe me something. You know, like, it's very hard for us to say.
I understand, but I think he is doing it for the sake of the gospel.
Yeah, 我就说因为我们就是很难对别人说你欠我什么，但是呢保罗那个麦牧师讲的是说他是为了福音的缘故，他告诉他们他欠他什么，但是他是为了别人的，为了福音的缘故。
It is not for himself.
那不是为了他自己。So they do owe Paul a lot for the gospel, right?
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
So that means we should really like to have we owe the people who preach the gospel to us, not like it's a free gift, we do nothing, we don't have any, you know, obligation or responsibility to them from another side, from another perspective.
Right, from that perspective, yes.
Yeah.
We should appreciate, you know, if I teach,
mm-hmm.
part of the motivation for me to teach is,there were people who sacrificed to bring the gospel to my family,
mm-hmm.
to teach me. I cannot repay them, but I can teach someone else.
Okay, 所以呢，我的意思就是说，刚才讲的比较长，我的意思就是说，当对于我们这个受到恩惠的福音的，就是说也应该感谢那些传福音给我们的，就是说对保罗这样，他传福音给别人，他明白无误的指出那些人是欠他。这个亏负他，像腓利民亏负他这个福音的这个因为保罗把福音传给他并没有错。然后麦牧师就讲到说，比如说我现在这样去教导，是因为那些把福音传给我的人，我不能去偿还他们，所以我是用教导别人来偿还。Yeah.
And I will just say, since we have 20 people here,
大概我们
if everybody follows that, the church will never have trouble.Having people to help.
如果每个人都是这样子跟随这样的模式，我们教会就不会有任何的这种问题，就是需要。
Because we will all be serving out of thankfulness.
因为
for what we have received.
我们都会因为出于我们所接受到的，出于感谢的心去服侍别人。